Mark Yule was scheduled to be on the show today to start our MHSAA Wednesdays. He is busy, so he sent me a statement that I posted on Twitter and Facebook in regards to everything going on. He said the Michigan High School Athletic Association continues to wait for an answer from the governor's office on our remaining fall sports. We have been demanding answers and information for nearly 3 weeks to no avail. Once the governor gives this directive, the MHSAA and our schools are ready now. School sports are stuck based on Executive Order 160, which is our current state law. It's that simple. Some are like, well, executive orders aren't the law. Okay. Is Mark Yule and the Michigan High School Athletic Association, based in Lansing, are they going to open up high schools for sports that haven't been approved and have, what, the local county sheriffs come in and shut them down like it's a barbershop? No! I get that there's some hope high school football could be resurrected from the spring and brought to eternal life in the fall. You're waiting on soccer, girls volleyball, girls swimming and diving. I will tell you that Mark and his team, and the reason he isn't on, they're meeting on these topics 24/7, basically. I don't know if they sleep. That's how much passion they have to try and play. And they can't go against the governor's office, folks. I understand the great political divide in the divided states of America. But there's no way Mark Yule, because he basically is a representative of the member schools when it comes to sports. And remember, it was like 60-40 on football. The member schools all seem fine with boys soccer, girls volleyball, and girls swimming and diving. I think what's going on right now, and you can take it for how you read it, I think there's some serious conversation about saving fall football. Will it happen? I don't know. It's similar to the Big Ten. It's a fluid situation. Testing, so many different things are happening on almost a daily basis. And I guarantee it from knowing Mark Yule and his team at the Michigan High School Athletic Association that they are in a room, on a Zoom, probably not in a room together. Social distancing, safety protocols come first with the Michigan High School Athletic Association. They're doing everything they can. And they're waiting on word from the governor. Mark Yule doesn't run the state. Mark Yule doesn't run the Michigan High School Athletic Association. He has an executive council. He has a team. You have superintendents. You have principals. You have ADs statewide. And those saying that the Michigan High School Athletic Association doesn't have the footballs or volleyballs to make a decision, you want them to defy the governor. You want them to defy the governor. You want the Michigan High School Athletic Association to defy the governor. They've been told to wait on boys soccer, girls volleyball, and girls swimming and diving. And the football conversation has been brought back to life. Maybe the rally on the state capitol. The public can get a politician's attention. Medical safety protocols. Maybe even the governor, who seems to be a sports fan, is sitting watching high school football on TV in Indiana and Ohio, saying, why can't we play? Check with the medical team, the safety protocols. We had Dr. Ed Cronolia from Metro Health, University of Michigan Health, family doc, sports medicine. He said, in his opinion, it was safe for the Big Ten to play. High school football is a trickier situation because you don't have the budgets of the Big Ten. But I love what Dr. K brought to the network yesterday. You can hear that interview. It's on the podcast at thehugeshow.net. That you have to live with this. Understand you will have some outbreaks. Look at Notre Dame. They didn't send their students home. They didn't panic. And now that campus, not just sports teams, the campus, they may have already beat COVID-19. And it's just the early part of September. They started, August 4th. They started early because they wanted to get done, I think, around Thanksgiving for the fall semester. And Notre Dame will be playing football in the ACC. I find a lot of you challenging the Michigan High School Athletic Association to defy the governor that Mark Yule, if he has a split decision right now, so it's 60-40, right? In regards to football, if there is this hope that football can return, he has got to get information together. He has got to talk to all his superintendents, his executive council, ADs, principals, anybody who picks up the phone and has a question. And then he has to deal with the final yes or no from the governor's office. What's the impact of bringing football back? You could do a 6-game season. Everybody goes to the playoffs and you start the high school football season 2 weeks, give the kids a chance to hit like they normally get a couple of weeks of pads before they start their season, and it would be easy. Most teams have been conditioning and practicing without pads. But I think, and there's something that nobody's talking about in this great debate between the Michigan High School Athletic Association and what the governor should do, what the Mark Yule and his team should do. You have to understand that the governor, in making a decision, it will allow youth leagues to also follow that decision and begin play. It's not just about the high school sports. Because now step back and say you don't have kids in high school. So let's say the governor comes out tomorrow, Friday, Tuesday, next week, it says, you know what, boys soccer, girls volleyball, girls swimming and diving can take place. Even high school football can do a 6-game season. But youth sports cannot play games. You know what army you're going to have marching on the Capitol then? The moms and dads and the coaches of all the youth teams. You cannot make everybody happy in this current climate. It can't happen. I will tell you that Mark Yule was scheduled to start our show, be on it. He told me he is buried right now. He's never dodged coming on, and those of you trying to imply and text to me that he's dodging the media, he's been the most open high school statewide director anywhere in the country. Some of you will say, oh, wait a minute. You're not being impartial because it's a Michigan High School Athletic Association Wednesday. No, I'm telling you that I know Mark Yule. I know his team. And they've done nothing since this pandemic began except try and save seasons. That's it. Try and save seasons for your kids, my kids, your teams, your schools, your districts. And if they can medically show, now I don't know if that's Mark getting with the Utah High School Athletic Association director, and look, these guys have played for 3 weeks and they've had and practiced for 2 weeks before that, so they got a 5 weeks in, no outbreaks. The game of football, how much is really face-to-face? And if they're wearing those, if you've looked at all these high school kids and even the Central Arkansas Austin Peay college football game last Saturday night, they're wearing those visors. There's your There's your social distancing protection. Oh, well, they're tackling each other. Everybody doesn't make every tackle. The game is really spread out outside of the trenches. There's not a lot of face-to-face in football. Guys tackle low. They don't tackle on the helmet. I don't mean to be doing a football 101 radio class, but I'm doing it right now. All I can tell you is that Mark Yule, the executive director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, and his team have done, they are doing, and they will do everything to save every sport, every season, as this pandemic continues. They have waited 3 weeks. As I read that statement from the governor's office, or the statement from Mark Yule about the governor's office, they've waited 3 weeks for answers. We know politics are in play, folks. We're smarter than most think. And as I've said, the pandemic politics and who it has affected, mostly our children. If you think about that, you know, nothing against the NFL or the NBA bubble or the NHL bubble or Major League Baseball, where COVID-19 now seems to be a day or two issue with the Mets or the Yankees or the A's or the Astros, and they move on. And granted, they have billions. It's a different animal. But think about our kids, from what they've lost with sports and interaction and structure and schools, and how their lives have been changed at the hands of pandemic politics from both sides of the aisle. It makes me sick to my stomach as a father of five and a father of a 12, 13, and 15-year-old. Their lives are disjointed. Online versus hybrid. Can't eat lunch with the buddies. Can't go outside. You got to eat in your cubicle. Your team can practice, but they can't play. But other states, kids are going to school face-to-face and playing sports and living a normal life. The pandemic politics are pathetic. So those of you clamoring for Mark Yule to say, you know, we're going to play football, we're going to play boys soccer, we're going to play girls volleyball, we're going to swim and dive with those girls teams, and we're going to defy everybody. I'll defy the governor, the president, I'll defy the UN Security Council, I'll defy Jesus our Lord. You guys want Mark Yule to form a video game? Marvel presents the executive director. All I'm passing along to all of you who are listening across Michigan is that I ask that you trust Mark Yule and his team. Look how long he tried to save the winter championships when this pandemic hit us. He tried to move them to the summer. He was doing Save the Spring. He waited, and some of you are saying, well, they're just leaving us hanging. We're leaving us hanging. No, it's not leaving you hanging. He's walking this up to every door, every political path, and saying, what can I do to help our kids in Michigan, our schools? Folks, we don't know what the damage will be a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years from now, what this time will do to our children. We don't know that. And like I said, God bless anybody who's had COVID-19 or a family who's dealt with the loss of a loved one. But next in line, the most affected, I'm talking individuals, not businesses, which would be next in line on the national scale, but I'm talking about our kids. And it's not fair. Ha, you're a high school football player in Michigan, and you're sitting there watching Brownsburg, Indiana, take on St. Xavier out of Ohio. and you're being told you can't play. Oh, I guess the virus just stops right there by the Michigan City Outlet Mall. Stops at the Ohio-Michigan border, which you never know where that damn thing is when you're driving down when you're driving down the highway anyways. You're like, oh, I can't say it's Ohio. It was back there. I'm in Sylvania, Ohio now. All I ask is any parent, any student athlete, any coach, any superintendent, any high school fan, that you trust the Michigan High School Athletic Association, and Mark Yule and his executive council and his team are doing everything they can to save the seasons for every boy and girl, young man and woman, at every Michigan high school.